This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
High noon in the District of Columbia. It's 11 a.m. in the Central Time Zone. I'm not going to waste any time here. You're listening to B. Mitch Finley live from New Orleans. Really, really excited to get Ricky Williams on the program. University of Texas has an incredible football history.
Yes.
But there's few people that have a resume like yours, man. The Heisman, two-time unanimous All-American, Doak Walker, like all of the things. Thank you for joining us. How you doing?
I'm great. Great. Good to be here.
B just asked you, what's it like being back in New Orleans?
A lot of memories. You know, in his memories from when I was 22, 23, and 24.
Those are fuzzy memories.
Exactly. Half of them are fuzzy. Half of them I wish were a little more fuzzy. But I grew up. I mean, as a football player, I grew up here.
Yeah.
I bet. I mean, I remember when Dick had traded for you. I remember the cover of that ESPN, the mat. Like, I just, you were like this larger than life person, and then you get Dicka, and then you end up here, and your NFL career was a journey, right? And that's what you're doing now, healing, helping people heal. Do you feel like you got a fair shake in the pros?
I do, because if I'm saying that my purpose was to be a Hall of Famer, I failed. But if my purpose was to use what I did as a football player as a platform to help people, then I'm right on track, you know. Because I had this moment early in my career where I started doing the math, and I said, okay, if they keep giving me the ball, if they keep giving me the ball this much, my quality of life after football is probably not going to be very good.
Uh-huh.
So I kind of went in panic mode, and I was like, well, I better go see the world and do stuff before it's too late, before I can't do it anymore. But the deeper message to myself was that life is more than just football. Football, I love football. And this project that I'm working on, Healing from the Gridiron, I named it Healing from the Gridiron because I think there's a lot people can learn about healing from football. Because we don't talk about it, but in order to be on the field, especially as a running back, you have to be able to recover.
Yeah,
you got to be able to deal with all the impact, shake it off, and get back and do it again. And I think, and that was the thought in that moment of thinking about quality of life, is if I got to find a way to take all this as much as I can, all this trauma off my body, so I can still have a high quality of life afterwards.
Hey, that's what somebody said to us yesterday. He said, man, I could probably still play. I just can't recover.
Yeah.
it's like being able to put your body through something and get well enough to do it again over and over again.
Yeah.
Do you, anything you look back on and say, I wish I knew then what I know now?
I mean, everything that I'm doing in this program, that's really what it's about. And my goal is, we're starting with retired players, but my goal is for current players to see what we're doing and realize if they start doing that now while they're playing, it's going to get better. Mm-hmm. So I put together this week-long program where the guys come and they get body work 4 hours a day for 7 days.
Wow.
And but before the 2009 season, I went through the same program a week before the season started. And that year, as a backup, I ran for 1,000 yards. I was a Pro Bowl alternate at age 32. And so it proved to me that there is
not just 1,000 yards, 1,121.
Yeah, thank you.
Yo, with 11 touchdowns, yeah, I might add.
I'll take it, right? And I was the team MVP that year. But the biggest difference for me was I took care of my body. And so I really wanted to get the message out that if you take care of your body, it'll take care of you.
Like James Harrison is well known that he puts $500,000 a year taking care of him. And I heard people go, man, that makes no sense. I'm like, in all other jobs, you have a tool. In football, your tool is you.
Body.
So why not do it?
It's real. I mean, again, I come back to this idea of a quality of life. I talk to my teammates, you know, they lose use of their left arm, you know, once
it's
a week,
yeah.
You know, but as football, as Warriors, we don't even really think about it. But for me, I have a 3-year-old. And when he wants to go out and throw the ball around and do stuff, I feel like I have to be there for them. And even business stuff, right? To me, I always thought, like, athletes, in order to play at a high level, you have to be intelligent. You got to deal with adversity. You got to figure stuff out. There's so much potential. But I think a lot of it gets locked up in our bodies, in our minds, from everything we do in football. And so part of healing from the gridiron is really what's getting guys to think of what's next.
Totally. It's healingfromthegridiron.com if you want to check it out. The series offers an unprecedented look at prominent football players' physical, mental, and emotional recovery as they undergo intensive, you know, multi-day treatments like Ricky's talking about. Dude, 01, 02, 03, you had at least 300 carries every year. You led the NFL in carries in 02 and 03. You ran the ball almost 800 times in those two seasons. No wonder you felt beat up.
I was beat up. I couldn't lift my arms over my head. And again, I did the math. I said, I got to do something. And then that year off, I found yoga. I found ways to take better care of my body. I came back and I played another 8 years.
Right.
Eight years.
So I'll tell you who it is in the break. I don't want to publicly say it. I had a conversation years back with a really prominent, probably future Hall of Fame player. The NFL policy, and it's changed now, and maybe you were a real catalyst for that change.
Yeah.
But and honestly, it was a cultural, societal thing.
Yeah.
Where our country's giving everybody opioids and putting people in prison for weed. Like, what sense does that make?
But that was the problem, right? It made such little sense. Nobody really wanted to talk about it or point it out. But now it's everywhere, and I'm glad people are talking about it.
I think you look at it like, you look at some of the side effects of some of these opioids, they're way worse than with the stuff you see with anything else.
Dude, unbelievably different. It's crazy, man. How much football are you watching now?
I watch a little bit more college football than I do NFL, but anytime a game is on, I'm a connoisseur. I'm like, he missed the down block. We got to get up to the linebacker.
Yeah. Well, your thoughts on Saquon's year?
Oh, man.
That's what I wanted to add.
I said it last year and the year before. I said, you know, in the conversations about the running back market, and Christian McCaffrey's a good example, it's really hard for running backs to stay healthy consistently. But you got to take care of star players. And,
yeah.
And Saquon has so much talent. He's always had so much talent. If he can stay healthy, he's going to put up crazy numbers, and he did it this year.
And we did.
Yeah.
It helps when you got that offensive line Philly's got, too.
Helps when you have an offensive line. Helps when you have a quarterback. But part of the offensive line is the coaching staff. And
sure.
I think the biggest issue with teams not being able to run the ball well is they don't commit to it. You know, when I see a coach that says we're going to commit to the run, it's football, right? And I don't care what you say. You can throw the ball and score all the points you want. But if someone's hitting you in the mouth for three quarters, people are going to lay down.
There you go.
Totally, man.
It happens
all the time. It's – do you feel like – between the success of Saquon and Derrick Henry in the free agency market, and honestly, I feel like just watching football, you can look at the stats and they'll tell you that numbers have changed a little bit. Do you feel like the run game's coming back?
It's coming back from where it was a couple years ago, but I don't think it's ever coming. I don't think it's ever coming back. No.
Just passing league?
Well, it's a passing league, and I think younger players, you know, are moving more to other positions.
Because 707 camps
exactly.
everywhere.
Exactly.
You
know,
that's what we talk about.
They don't have running back camps everywhere.
And running backs get beat up. I think kids, you know, it's still the most fun position. No doubt about that. But I don't think it's going to come back because you're going to have great running backs, but the star players, again, you have to have an offensive line. You have to have a coach to commit. And I just don't see a lot of coaches doing it.
Do you have, like, a favorite moment from your career?
I have a couple. I have a couple because I had kind of multiple careers.
Sure. I mean, dude, even your time at Texas was so iconic. Yeah. You know, even before you got to the pros.
Yeah. So I'd say in the NFL as a Saint here, when I came to New Orleans, Saints had never won a playoff game. Mm-hmm. My second year here, had a wonderful defense, had a good running game. We beat the Rams in the playoffs. First playoff victory ever. A magical
That's
moment.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, the Saints have been around at that point 40 years or something, right?
About like, 40 years, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I grew up in Louisiana, I know.
Yeah. And then I got traded to Miami in that just that first year. I think the key moment, we went to Buffalo. I had 230, something like that. Next week I had 216 against the Bears, so back-to-back. 200-yard games in the NFL, it kind of felt like, okay, I can do it here and then end up leading the NFL in rushing that
year. Went for 1,800 that year.
Yeah.
That's
pretty good.
That was fun. That was fun. And then the my last memory was, I mentioned 2009. Had 1,121.
1,121, yes,
sir. And 11 touchdowns.
Yeah.
It was fun to go through all the ups and downs and to come back and put another 1,000-yard season on the books.
When you look back on it and you look at those, can you distinctly feel the difference from when you were just doing it and then when you figured out all the things that you're doing now?
It's a big difference. That's a wonderful question. I felt like before it was almost like the Incredible Hulk. You know, like I had to get myself worked up and get myself into that mode. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I could do it and sometimes I couldn't. And after I learned everything, I could do it more consistency. And it wasn't like raw Hulk. It was more like that's maturity. It's really like knowing the game and knowing what I have to do and developing confidence. And it allowed me to be more consistent and take better care of my body.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Ricky Williams here on Media Row. If you want to check out what Ricky's up to now, healingfromthegridiron.com. Join the movement. Experience Ricky's journey over the last 20 years. It's the story, honestly, so many people are fascinated by. And I keep going back to Texas. I wanted to go to University of Texas. We're probably about the same age. And I remember when I came down there to visit,
You play running back at Texas?
No. I probably just would have drank on 6th Street. But but I remember they were selling a T-shirt, the famous tower with 34 on the T-shirt. Yeah. It was just so damn cool, man. I don't know that I still have it. I don't know that I would still fit in it, but I definitely own that T-shirt once upon a time.
That was a moment. They had two. They had one with the Heisman Trophy and the dreads on it, and then they had – and when I won the Heisman, they did put the 34 in the tower.
That was pretty sweet,
which was pretty sweet. I got a question. I got a question for you guys.
Okay.
All right. So watching football this year, watching the Commanders, and I couldn't help but have flashbacks to RG3. Mm-hmm. And I'm just curious if it was just me or, like, especially when they started going deep in the playoffs, it was like, don't get hurt, don't get hurt. Yeah. I'm telling you, I felt like I had flashbacks.
Well, the whole city did that early on. But as the year went on, I think he began to take care of himself better.
Yeah.
Early on, he wouldn't slide. He would, like, roll.
Yeah.
People didn't like it. Got hit a couple times. But as the season went on, he started to slide and all. But they're a lot different that – He'll sit in that pocket and let it fly.
Yeah.
Robert was ready to run as soon as he dropped back.
Yeah.
That's the biggest difference for me. And I never played the game at all on your guys' level, right? For Robert's that rookie season, gimmick is an unfair word. I wish I could think of a better word off the top of my head. But they came up with an offense that the league really hadn't seen.
Yeah.
Jaden's a pocket passer.
Yeah.
He can beat you with his legs, but he wins from the pocket. And I think traditionally over the course of time in the NFL, that's how you win.
Yeah.
And that's why I viewed it differently.
Yeah.
Even from
the beginning, you recognized it.
It was so there were multiple moments, right? They did joint practices in Miami in August.
Yeah.
And it was hot as hell. And he shredded the Dolphins. And after the practices, you know, media guys are going to talk to everybody. The Dolphins players were like, oh, my God, who is that dude? They were blown away by this rookie quarterback. And then for me, it was week three. I don't know if you watched the game. Monday Night Football in Cincinnati when he beat Burrow and he hit that long TD pass to Terry
getting
McLaurin.
Hit in the face.
Getting rocked. And that was like, okay, this dude's different.
Yeah.
The legs obviously are a huge part of it too. Yeah. But what do you think the ceiling is for a player like Jaden Daniels?
I mean, I don't want to be negative, but if he stays healthy, it's sky's the limit, right? Because for a young mobile quarterback to understand the value of staying in the pocket, that's priceless.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's priceless.
The thing I see in him, you know, you're around the league where you see a guy and you like, they're still lost, they're searching.
Yeah.
And they'll get it by year 5, 6.
Yeah.
He walked in there with the mindset that the 5th, 6th year guy has.
Yeah.
Because his whole thing is about, like, they always ask him, do he get nervous? He's saying, I'm prepared. I'm not nervous. I've already been through it, and I know what I have to deal with. And I don't know many young guys that watch as much film as he does.
Yeah.
I know I didn't watch no film when I was young.
I didn't either.
I'm just getting on the field.
You know?
He's a Southern California guy, too.
He's into it.
You know him at all?
I got a chance to meet him at the Heisman ceremony. I got a chance to spend some time with him. It's funny. His dad played against me at Ohio when he was at Iowa State.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I was trading stories with his dad about trying to tackle me.
That's funny, man. We'd be crazy not to ask you about the game this weekend, Eagles-Chiefs.
Yeah.
I'm curious how you think it's going to go.
So, I'm a Chiefs fan. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is my favorite player.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the Eagles got too much. I think the Eagles are loaded. I think the Eagles got them.
They better blow them out.
Yeah.
Because if Pat closed late,
it's a
problem.
It's a problem. Yes. Yeah.
Where are you at on if Pat wins this weekend, the Mahomes-Brady discussion?
Brady has 7.
Yep.
That would have four in seven years, though.
But seven is more of longevity.
Sure.
You know? You know, hand grenades and horseshoes. You know, the Patriots were really close that undefeated year. You know, they ran into the Giants a couple times. But Tom's got 7. And I think Mahomes can get there because he has Andy Reid.
Mm-hmm.
But he's still got to do it.
You're a worldly person. Everybody should check out Ricky Williams' work at Healing from
TV
the Gridiron.
Well.
HealingFromTheGridiron.com. This is a non-football question. What's your favorite city in the world?
In the world?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Not where you play, none of that. Just.
What a question.
Where would you like to go?
Probably already been.
Sure.
I'd like to go to sub-Saharan Africa. I'd like to go to South Africa, Johannesburg. I that's where I'd like to go. I haven't been. Favorite city I've been to. It's a town. There's a town on the east coast of Australia called Byron Bay. It's special. You know, it's kind of had a hippie vibe. It's right on the water. You can see whales and sharks. It's cool. And it was special for me because when I retired in 2004, that's where I ended up. And it just was a magic moment for me.
So when that happened, did you file your paperwork and everything? Like, were you done and then came back? Or did you kind of leave the door open then?
Well, I ran into my old agent, Lee Steinberg, today. He was begging me to leave a crack in the door, don't burn any bridges. But my attitude at the time was, I wasn't sure I was coming back to America.
Let alone football.
Exactly. But it's a funny story if you guys have a minute. So
we got all the time in the world.
Yeah, so I was in Australia, and I met this – it's a crazy story. I met this guy who lived in a swamp, literally. He just pitched a tent in the middle of a swamp. And he's like a mentor figure, like taught me about all the plants and stuff. And he had been to India, and I'd always wanted to go to India. So he's like, I'll take you to India. So I was like, okay. So we got on a plane, and we were flying to India. We stopped in Bangkok for a little bit. And we stopped in Bangkok for like 2 days. And I was at my hostel, and it was like Tuesday morning. And this little guy put on the television in this little hostel in Bangkok, and an NFL game was on. And so I took it as a sign, and I called my wife. I said, give me the next flight back to the U.S., and I came back.
Wow.
Because, if I had gone to India, I would not be here right now. I would have been gone.
Uh-huh.
But something about that – perfect timing of an NFL football game. It was Monday night game, the Raiders against the Bucks.
That's wild, dude.
That's crazy.
I'm a big believer.
You never know when it's coming.
Like you never know.
Yeah. The universe knows what it's doing, and we all go through it and get put in places, and things happen for a reason.
Yeah.
And that's fascinating. Forgive me for not knowing this. When you were in Miami, was Saban your coach?
I was there for a year.
How'd that go?
I love Saban. I only had him for a year, but by far my favorite coach.
Really?
By far. Yeah.
What's he like?
What I liked about him is some coaches, they tell you what you want to hear. Some coaches are just jerks.
Right.
Nick was honest.
Yeah.
Right? He was brutally honest. You always knew what the expectation was, and you always knew where you stood. And to me, that makes playing easy.
Honesty is what
we
all
I'm
want,
with that.
Man.
I'm totally with that.
It's been fantastic, man.
Yeah.
Thank you for making
Appreciate
time for
it,
us, man.
Yeah,
seriously, man.
Yeah.
Really, really cool. Everybody check out healingfromthegridiron.com. Ricky Williams is – you can't tell the story of football without Ricky Williams.
Ah, thank you. At least there in this go. Couple decades.
I'd say ever. I mean, dude, your resume from Texas is unparalleled, honestly. And that ESPN, the magazine cover is iconic.
The wedding dress.
Yeah.
The wedding dress. Yes.
Thank you, Ricky.
You guys appreciate it, Rick.
One more story. So
fire away.
There's a cannabis brand in California, and they're in a bunch of other states. And every year for the Super Bowl, they do a locker, and they put weed in the locker. And this year they said we want to do some Easter eggs, so we want you to put like secrets inside of the locker, And it was special this year because Super Bowl is here in New Orleans, and so I had him put a wedding dress in the locker. and the first page of the first, when you open the locker, it's my jersey, and then hanging up behind my jersey is a wedding dress.
All right. I got one more question.
Yeah.
What are you more surprised by from your playing days to where the world is now, sports betting or the weed policies?
Sports betting. Because sports betting was even worse than weed.
Right.
Know? Right. If you bet, you get banned for life. You just get 4 games.
Gummies or flower?
I'm a flower person, but if I'm promoting gummies. You know, when I played football, Kevin O'Neill, our head trainer, would walk down the aisle after away games, and he'd have Ambien and Vicodin, you know? You need any? I'm saying one day he's going to walk down, he's going to have gummies, right? Tropical or strawberry.
The only danger with the gummies, you got to wait. Because if you're like, yo, this ain't hitting, and then you take another one.
Oh, yeah,
you
know, like that.
Outer space. Long night.
I believe in CBD. Do you?
I do.
I take CBD to go play golf. I play a lot of tennis.
Golf.
Like, dude, it turns off the anxious side of your brain, I think.
Yeah, and it relaxes the body.
Well,
CBD for golf.
He needs more than that.
Yeah. We got that, too.
Tito's, nicotine, all of it. Yo, Ricky,
thank you, man.
Brother. Yeah. Really great.
Yeah.
Nobody go anywhere. We're going to open these phones.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Comes up. 90 minutes till I get some sleep. It is 11:32 in New Orleans, Louisiana.
You're not going to sleep. You got to get to the airport, dog.
I'm asleep eventually. Yo, this is dope. You could win an ultimate tournament trip to Las Vegas just by listening to 106.7 The Fan. Win a trip for you and three friends during the first two rounds of the college basketball championships, flights, hotel, and 20 grand, dude. 20 grand in spending
money. That's the exciting part
of
it right there.
Just download the free Odyssey app, listen to The Fan for at least 1 hour. Listen tomorrow for at least another hour for another entry. It's Odyssey's Slam Dunk in Vegas National Contest. For more information, odyssey.com/slamdunk. All right, B. We've had a hell of a week. We've had some incredible guests. Getting to talk to Joe Gibbs. There's a million things that have been awesome. That Ricky Williams interview was fantastic. Yeah. I loved him in college, and I really found him fascinating.
He is.
And very, very intelligent.
I interacted with Ricky several times prior, and because you saw when we dapped up, and he was very, very quiet back then. Didn't say much or nothing.
Yeah.
But the dude is absolutely very intelligent and well spoken. You know. And listen, he was a trendsetter. You know, everything the league is basically doing now, he was like, well, hell, we should be doing this. He kind of led the way in it.
So this is – I think you'll laugh at this. I got a bunch of texts during the interview. People really enjoyed that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Two texts from two friends of the program. Do you want to guess who they are and what they said? Friend, like legit friends of ours, people we hang out with.
Bees, one of them?
Yep.
And I'm trying to see – Pete?
Nah, Greg.
Greg and Greg want to hang out with him, I know.
Greg said, I want to burn one with him one day.
I can't imagine that.
Yo, but Bees' comment's even better, and I want to say this to him when he walks by. Bees said, tell Ricky I said hi. I know him from Cheetah.
I'm sure you remember those days.
I'm going to try to pull this off. So Ricky's about to walk by. All right, Bees, I hope you're listening right now. Come on, man. Who is that? Who is that, Denton? 105.3. Chicago?
They grabbing them, bro.
Dallas. Okay, that's Dallas.
That was Sean. Sean Sarucci.
Oh, yeah. Those are our guys. RJ and Bobby. Hey, Ricky. My boy Mike Beasley listened to your interview, Club Cheetah in Vegas. He remembered you. Bees, he remembered you. I imagine there's a lot of other things he remembers, but he definitely.
Ricky wanted to talk more about that, but it happened while you got to go.
Yo, the PR lady was like, get out of here. Oh, that was fantastic.
Man, that is hilarious.
All right, B. Yeah. You and I haven't talked about this. I'm very excited. We're going to talk to Big Lucas here. Cornelius Lucas is going to join us in person in a little bit. He's a Louisiana native. And then Akbar Bajamila is going to join us, which should be really cool. Josh Allen won MVP last night.
Yeah.
What'd you think? I was surprised.
I thought Lamar would have won that, but, you know.
I'm not mad at it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I understand what's going on, but I can't get with this fashion of people where it's all like, oh, I'm tired of voting for the same person. Well, other person played much better to him. Yeah, but still, that doesn't make it right. So if that is your excuse that you didn't want to vote for the same person again, then you should not have a damn vote.
The Associated Press controls who gets votes. I frankly think I should have one. I don't. There's a lot of people that don't. I think it's a...
Who would you have voted for?
Me this year?
Mm-hmm.
Lamar.
Yeah.
It's a regular season award.
This
his regular season was outrageous.
All about
but
the
I'm
passing.
Not mad at Allen. I get
I
it.
Mad, but it's become all about the passing aspect. Dude, that 41 touchdowns pass and 4 interceptions.
There is an argument Allen did more with less. Honestly,
what makes you think that?
Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry came in when he had Diggs and everybody else. Still, Lamar was doing his thing. So
But you
got to
look
Henry.
At it in a vacuum. It's this year. It's not Diggs
is
irrelevant.
Still, 41 touchdowns and 41 touchdowns. Give him the guy the ball every time he gets inside the 5-yard line to stack up his quarterbacks on a rushing aspect doesn't really tell me much either.
My point that I was going to make, I'm not mad at Allen. I think you can make the case for Lamar. I kind of don't care. I think Jaden should have been way more involved in that conversation, frankly. I think what Washington was able to do. I had a clue Josh Allen was going to win last night. You know
based
why? Because Lamar wasn't there. And I saw Josh Allen
based
walking around.
Based off of Snoop's comment last night that the NFL had to let Washington know that this was an event this weekend.
Right.
This dude, if you want to talk about most valuable player, okay?
That's what I'm saying.
Josh Allen was already good last year with the Buffalo Bills. Lamar was already good with the Ravens. Nobody thought about Washington, and all of a sudden they're in the top of every conversation this year.
Right.
So was he more valuable than either one of those guys?
That's what I'm
saying. That's a question you could ask.
I think there's a – now, if you're just stacking numbers, if that's what you care about, you want to let it be completely empirically driven, Jaden doesn't stack up to Lamar or Allen or Burrow, right? But, like, if it's about value to your team, it's –
Jaden was damn close to Allen's yards this year and touchdowns. Allen threw 28 touchdowns. Jaden threw 25. Allen had the 11 touchdowns, and he ran 500 yards. Jaden ran for almost 900 yards.
I thought passing yardage, Allen was way ahead, but I don't know offhand.
Like, no, he was like, Lamar had more yards passing than Josh at 4,100, I think. Josh had about 3,800.
Okay. Allen, 37, 31, 28, and 6. So, yeah, I mean.
You know, I'm saying, like. We,
you seem when to I, care more about Josh Allen getting the MVP than I do.
No, I'm just, like, when
people, I don't mean that negatively.
I know, when people, when we talk about stats, okay, stats can be so misled. You got a guy who's in his 7-8 year in Josh Allen?
Probably.
He should be at a certain level. This dude walked in here as a rookie and did this with a team that is. Was relatively
bad. They won four games.
So you tell me a guy goes and wins a game or two more than he did the year before, and a guy comes into a team and they win damn eight, nine games more.
The biggest jump any team's ever made in NFL history.
That's where I go with that, though.
And that's regular season before they got to the NFC title game. Mm-hmm. I mean, for me, I don't want to fuel the idiots, right? But the league... And now this does get sent out to voters, but the voters are part of the narrative. Like, everybody's kind of in it together. And to me, it's undeniable that nationally there is this, like, cacophony of noise rooting for Buffalo. Mm-hmm. And then, oh, we want to celebrate. It snows all the time and everybody's fat. Whatever it is, you're into Buffalo, right?
Who cares?
Like, people want to celebrate Allen. And Allen's a great player. I'm not taking anything away from him. But then the Minnesota thing with Kevin O'Connell. I know KOC. I've known him a long time, right? Like,
yeah.
Like, I text with that. Like, I know that guy. He had a great year. They were really good last year. They had a really good defense.
Exactly.
He
didn't do more than Dan. And that's where I get with all those voters like that. You know what?
If you
just want somebody to get it, just give it to them at the beginning of the year. Don't let them go play the damn game. Because your mind is made up already.
Yo, shout out to Scarence Terrence. Just sent me a text or sent me a tweet. Ricky Williams definitely in my dream blunt rotation. Now, it was many years ago at a Super Bowl with Brian Mitchell where I unlocked the highest blunt rotation code when I got to get stoned with Snoop. That's a bucket list item right there, man. It was wild watching Snoop last night. I got to go into honors for a little bit. And think about Snoop's career. I remember as a kid, so Chronic came out, then Doggy Style. Then he had another album. I think it was I'm blanking on the name of it. I remember the video for it, but he was like under arrest. Like they were trying to arrest him. Mm-hmm. And now he's at the Olympics and hosting NFL honors.
Yeah, I watched Straight Outta Compton yesterday. Did I see Snoop on honors last night?
What a world, man. nobody go anywhere. We're going to talk to people at noon. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, live New Orleans, Louisiana, Media Row in advance of the Super Bowl. B always talks about what the military means to him. Your father, how long was he in the Army?
20 years.
20 years?
Yeah.
Served in Vietnam? Korea?
No. My dad's Korea.
Okay. What rank did he attain?
I don't remember.
Something?
Been a while.
Yeah. We do, at least personally, I don't do a lot, but I always want to support the military when I can. And a dear friend of mine, an old friend of mine, when I joined the fraternity in college, my pledge master, for lack of a better word, a fellow by the name of Ben Kaiser. Kaiser is a really accomplished dude, a lawyer, and a military guy. And you've started your own organization, sitting with us now. Vet the Vote, Military 250. What up, dude?
JP, good to see you, brother.
It's good to see you. Pull that mic a little tighter.
You got it.
Tell everybody how you got here, what you've built.
Sure, man.
The group has built.
Yeah, of course. So me and a few co-founders, one of whom is with me right now, Anil Nathan, we got together a few years ago, and, you know, we kind of took a high-level view and said there's so much more that veterans and military family members have to give for America. And, you know, as it turns out, it's good for them, and they want to keep doing it, right? So we find ways to engage our community in, like, America's strengthening activities. You know us from Vet the Vote, which we did in 2022 and 2024. We talked a little bit about that.
Because veterans weren't voting at the numbers they should, right? Isn't that why you tried to get them out there?
I mean, that's certainly a part of it, right? We definitely promoted voting among the veteran and military family community. But also, we recruited veterans and military family members to serve as election poll workers. So in 2022, we were still coming off COVID, and a lot of the poll workers were, like, aging out, and they were, you know, afraid to be around people. And, you know, what a greater group to go recruit to fill that void, right?
So sure.
We got 63,000 of our community to come out in 2022, got another additional 100,000 to come out in 2024, and, you know, really kind of have changed the way I think that folks are looking at recruiting election poll workers to focus on our community.
And you were Marine, Iraq, I mean, you were over there.
I was over there a bit. I didn't do a whole anything worth writing home about, but yeah, I was over there.
You say that like I was
anything
literally.
You do.
I was just at
home. Military person,
so
yeah. It's something to write home about.
And Anil, you're obviously here tasked with, like, taking this thing to the next level. What are you guys trying to accomplish this week?
Yeah, well, so the kickoff of our campaign for 2025 is called Military 250, and we're doing that here on Radio Row, but. You know, little known fact, although probably in our area, in the DMV, right, a lot of people know, but out, you know, rest of the country, this year is actually the 250th birthday of Army, Navy, and Marine Corps. And so we are using that kind of fact and that celebration, honoring the service of men and women, be much like your dad, mm-hmm. Ben, myself, my dad, every men and women for, you know, generations, essentially, to inspire all Americans to find new ways to serve. So we're using the platform of the 250th birthday to tell Americans about 250 actions that they can take in their big and small, right, in your local community, all the way up to, you know, larger things that you can do with nonprofits or, you know, signing up to volunteer with certain organizations. And so we're highlighting that as part of this campaign, and the NFL has been an incredible partner for Vet the Vote over the past, you know, few years, and they're helping us kind of take that to the next level for this year.
And you're an Air Force veteran. you talk about some of the big and small things. What are some of the small things? Like just regular people like me.
Yeah.
What can you do?
Yeah, I mean, it can be even as small as, you know, just volunteering at a local soup kitchen, right? I mean, these don't have to be military-related things. What we want to do is show that service, especially as Ben was mentioning, for the veteran and military community, doesn't have to stop when you take off the uniform, right? And it also doesn't have to be the entirety of your life that you know, obviously it's very important for people to serve in the military, but you don't have to serve in the military to serve your community. So there are things like that. Yeah. They're supporting local nonprofit organizations that are doing incredible work all across this country. So there's things like that. And then there's things like, yeah, Ben, go ahead.
Well, you know, JP, there's the Salute to Service program
Sure.
that the NFL runs, right? And they've got five amazing partners between the USO, Wounded Warrior Project, TAPS, that's the Survivor Assistance Organization, and the Pat Tillman Foundation. And so, you know, look no further than those amazing organizations for ways to get involved. You could go volunteer with the USO and go staff a location in an airport and, like, make those military members traveling long distances feel a little bit more like they're at home.
Yeah.
You got 20,000 acts of service through Pat Tillman Foundation. You've got tons of ways to get involved with Wounded Warrior Project and TAPS. So great organizations right there.
I love that, man. How do I get one of those dope quarter zips?
We can make that happen. Yeah.
Now,
we can make that happen.
And you're a Jersey, Florida guy, but he's a Skins fan. Burgundy and gold, baby.
Bleed it, baby.
What did you think of Jaden this year? How much did you enjoy this year?
Oh, my God, man. I mean, you know, the scent, I feel like it was like a weight lifted off of the shoulders. I don't know. I mean, ever since I was born, I've been a Redskins and now Commanders fan. Had season tickets for a few years, even when I didn't live in the region.
Yeah.
And so I've suffered through all the things that
Sure.
you guys – Yeah,
sure.
I listened
we
to you.
We all
show.
Have.
Yeah. But, no, it was such an incredible year. Such an incredible feeling. I mean, and just knowing that the people at the top are, you know what they're doing, right? And
competent.
Competent and have – and also just have the right intent about it all.
Like, yeah.
All of that together. I mean, just so much hope for what's coming next. But, yeah, I mean, Jaden, man, holy crap.
What's the best website to find you guys, get involved?
You can go to either getvetted.org or mil250.org, 250-250.
Do you remember when I perhaps misbehaved and my punishment was you made me go to happy hour with McGuire and it was literally maybe the drunkest I've ever been in my life? I was 19 at Bentley's at 2 in the afternoon.
We don't support hazing.
Stop doing bad things.
Thank you, guys. Check it out. Military250, Vet the Vote, getvetted.com, right?
.org.
Getvetted.org. Appreciate you, boys. Thank
yeah,
you.
Appreciate
gentlemen,
it.
Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Having us.
When we come back, Big Luke joins the program.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to streeteasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almased, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almased has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almased with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.